John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Again, John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go the reason that I'm going. Somebody say, praise the Lord. He could have done the whole thing himself. He could have waited out the end and never have died. He could have lived for 2,000 years until this day. Somebody say, he didn't have to go. He had to die, right? Right? And die for our sins. But listen, he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient of us, and it sufficeth us. And Jesus saith unto him, I have been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me. Philip, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works. So everybody say greater works. Say greater works. Say it one more time. Greater works. Greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Wow. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. Say, Jesus will do anything for somebody that believes on him. And when someone believes on God, and God does anything for them, they'll be able to do greater things. Hallelujah. Say, I'm ready to do greater things just by believing God and living a lifestyle of prayer. Prayer, the lifestyle of prayer and the walk of faith will allow the individual to walk in those greater things. How many are ready to go on to some greater things? We talked about this morning about nobodies. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. But I'm talking to the somebodies tonight. So those that decided they want to walk in love and righteousness, come on, praise the Lord here tonight. Now that you got that under your belt buckle, you can go on for the greater things. Because the greater one lives on the inside of me. The Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Somebody say, praise God. When you've got the greater one on the inside, you can expect to do greater things. Hallelujah. That will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Glory to God. Well, listen, if you ask it in his name, which is the name of Jesus, but I believe it's a little bit deeper than that. God reveals his name to us as we relate to him, as we fellowship with him, as we walk in him, we know exactly who he is. He said, if you ask anything in my name, glory to God. That means in his authority. When he gives us his name, he gives us his authority. He gives us, it's kind of like the power of attorney. Some say the authority of the believer. And when you find out who he is on the inside of you, and it's no longer you that lives anymore, it's Jesus, and you just living to represent him, somebody say, praise the Lord. When you're walking like that, he said, listen, you walk and be my example, be my ambassador, be who I want you to be. Guess what? Whatever you ask me to do, I'll do it. Somebody say, greater works. Therefore, if you love me, somebody say, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father. Somebody say, glory to God. Listen, God wants us to be able to keep his commandments. And what was his commandments? He said, listen, I'm going. Go ye therefore into all the world, cast out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead. Somebody say, praise God. Anybody believes on me, they'll speak with new tongues. Glory to God. They'll be able to pick up deadly serpents and all kind of stuff, and it won't hurt them. Somebody say, I'm commanded by God to do greater works. He said, if you love me, that means you'll obey me and go on out and do the greater things. Well, listen, if you want to walk with Jesus, you're going to do everything his spirit leads you to do, you're going to need some help. Somebody said, I need the Holy Ghost. You need a little bit of help. Glory to God. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Somebody say, the Spirit of truth that worldly people can't receive. When you preach a lie, they'll believe you and they'll receive it. But when people want to live in the world, walk in the world, they don't want to come out. They just want you to tell them how to live in the world more abundantly. They won't receive the truth. Come on. Somebody say, the Spirit of truth, the world can't receive. The real move of the Holy Ghost, people that are truly worldly can't receive it. It's not for everybody. It's for those that decided they want to live for Jesus with all of their heart. And we get surprised why people can't handle it. Somebody say, the Spirit of truth. You can't hang. You can't hold on to this gospel. You can't hold on to this word in your own head. You got to be crucified in your flesh that you be able to take the meat of the word of God and stand strong. The Spirit of truth, that's when the Holy Ghost takes control and starts to preach to us and starts to tell us things that don't just tickle our ear but change our hearts. Worldly people can't receive that kind of stuff. But heaven-bound people, somebody say, bless God in this place tonight. People that know that Jesus went someplace to prepare a place for them. Those people can receive the Spirit of truth. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I just can't receive that. I can't get it yet. Somebody say, get saved. He said, for the things of God are beyond the mind of man. There are certain revelations that God wants to give you and reveal to you that you've got to be baptized in the Holy Ghost to pick it up. Because there are certain things that are spiritually discerned. He said the Spirit of truth will come and he'll be our comforter, our guide, and our teacher. God has school. He sent the Holy Ghost as the dean, the administrator. Amen. But they hold class. Somebody say, there's school of the Spirit. It's in heavenly places. Even the Spirit of truth whom the world, whom the world doesn't want to, same thing, they can't. Say, you can't. Like MC Hammer, you can't touch this. You got to be converted. So you can't hang with this stuff. I'm not concerned. They're saying, well, they just can't get it. Get saved. There's only one thing they need to get. You need to be born again. You get that, then you get something else. You need to have your mind renewed with the Word of God. Somebody say, praise God. If I just give you Bible truth, you'll just have Bible truth with an unregenerated heart on your way to hell. But get saved and get filled with the Holy Ghost right away and let the Spirit of truth get on the inside of you and make you who you need to be. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Because it seeth him not, neither knows him. Somebody say, you can't see, and they don't know. They can't receive it because they can't see it, and then they don't know it. And we wonder. Sometimes you just want to knock people on the forehead. Can't you see what's going on? Can't you see what God's doing? Isn't there a check in your heart somewhere that God is in the midst of his people? What's wrong with you? Worldly people cannot receive the things of God. They can't see the things of God. Amen. Therefore, they will never know the things of God. Some say, but ye know him. How? How do you know him? Some say, how do you know the Holy Ghost? Everybody want to talk about the Holy Ghost and they ain't got him. Listen, how will you know him? For he dwelleth with you. Somebody say, he dwelleth with you. Now listen, someone said that he's in every believer. He's in every believer. You know, he dwells with every believer. But notice here, Jesus said, listen, if that were the case, these people will receive, listen, he dwelleth you and shall be, somebody say, shall be in you. We don't like to face it and we don't want to realize it. We got to stop lying to people and teach the gospel. On the second chapter of Acts, the Holy Ghost came and dwelt the hearts of believers. Then also, he preached that same message and the Gentiles received the Holy Ghost and he indwelt the believers. Also, Cornelius prayed and gave alms to God that they sent to him, someone to preach to him the gospel, and he prayed and believed God. And guess what? The Holy Ghost came and dwelt the believer. The Holy Ghost comes and indwells a believer when they receive the Holy Ghost. People don't like to hear that. We'd rather have doctrine than the Word of God. Some say, he dwelleth with you. But there's one thing to have him with you. There's another thing to have him on the inside of you. For he dwelleth with you and shall be. Somebody say, shall be. Circle that. In you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. See, God doesn't want you to be comfortless. See, we need to have the walk that they had. We shouldn't have any less walk that these 12 disciples had. And all he said, look, I don't want you to be comfortless. Comfort means he wants you to be stable and together and excited, on fire for God. Right? He said, I will come to you. Jesus is trying to come to you tonight through the power of the Holy Ghost. When you realize when you receive the Holy Ghost, Jesus came to you to teach you and to lead you and to guide you and to comfort you. Somebody said, yeah, a little while. Somebody said, just a little while. The world seeth me no more. So just a little while, the world seeth me no more. That's why you've got to be who God wants you to be and manifest the character of God. The only thing they're going to see of Jesus is what you display and what you demonstrate. So say, he's on the inside. The world will see me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall also live. At that day. Somebody say, at that day. What day is he talking about? Day of Pentecost. Day of Pentecost. He said, at that day ye shall know that I am in the Father. See, because they couldn't catch the revelation about Jesus' relationship with the Father. Amen. They couldn't catch it. He said, don't worry about it. When the Holy Ghost gets on the inside of you, you'll know. Look at somebody and say, you know. Hallelujah. Then you will know that I am in the Father and you are in, and that ye in me and I in you. He that hath my commandments, somebody say, if you have the commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. Everybody wants to talk about, I love you, Jesus, but don't want to do anything Jesus tells them to do. That's a lie. If you can't keep the simplest commandments of God, what he tells you to do, walk in love, walk in grace, you know, be faithful and all these other things, you don't love him. Love will cause you to become obedient. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest, somebody say manifest, myself unto him. So the world can't see him, but there he is manifesting himself to those that love him. So don't get upset when people can't see what you see and people don't understand what you understand. So say, if you just get the Holy Ghost, you'll see it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you are glad you can see Jesus? That you can see him manifest. You got to understand the great gift that God has given you, the gift to recognize God, to recognize truth, to enjoy the Holy Ghost. Not everybody has it. There are certain things that you just get the ability to understand that they can't understand. Something supernatural has got to happen on the inside of them. God wants to do much more than this. Somebody say, God wants to manifest himself to you. But he will only do that as you walk in obedience. And as you walk in supernatural truth. Oh, hallelujah. Every once in a while, see, God wants to get people that are close to him. And he lets them see things. He took John with him. He had 12 disciples. And every once in a while, he just took three of them and said, I'm going to do this work behind closed doors. And he took them behind a closed door and shut the door. And they were able to see him manifest that particular miracle. Others didn't. Mount of Transfiguration. Amen. There were how many there? Three of them there, right? Peter, John, and James were right there. And they got to look at him, and he did what to them? He manifested himself to them. Don't get surprised when God manifests himself to you and others or look like they don't understand a thing. It's a gift from the Holy Ghost. God sees something in you. Amen. He sees a willingness of obedience. He said, listen, they will do anything I tell them to do. Therefore, I'm going to reveal myself to them. It is a blessing from God to have God manifest his nature, his character, and his heart to you. I will manifest myself unto him. So here comes Judas. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? And Jesus said unto him, if a man love me, glory, hallelujah. See, you got to understand that things for the church was prophesied to us, and it's in the word. Things in the church will get brighter and brighter and glorious and more glorious, and things in the world will grow darker and darker and darker. Why? Because God's finding people. He's shifting the wheat. Amen. He's shifting the chaff out of the way because he's ready to manifest himself. He's ready to show up. How many of you never read this passage and never really caught? We see it, they don't. And we get surprised because we see something that they don't. We must be wrong. I must be the screwball. You know, because nobody else catches this, nobody else got it, so everybody else must be right. Somebody said, how is this? See, that's why you need to take your time with God seriously and just thank God for his mercy and his grace that he chose you. I know how flaky and how out there. I know a lot of natural people that are much better people than I ever thought about being in the flesh. And I know it's people are better than you could ever try to be in the flesh. But they don't know Jesus. But by his grace and his mercy and his love, he has chosen to manifest himself unto us. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God, even when we don't deserve it, when we don't understand. See, we're always looking to run away from him. He's always at the door. I want to show myself to you. I want you to know me. I want you to know me. I want to show you something. It's going to get much better. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, behind closed doors. He that loveth me and keepeth my sayings. So you got to love the Lord. That means you got to be obedient. You got to be able to keep the word. See, if you don't love God, and love God has to do with becoming obedient, you can't be completely disobedient, always telling God no, always in rebellion, always in all this other stuff, and expect him to manifest yourself. You say, you ain't going to see nothing. You're not going to see a thing. If you want to see the manifestation of God, you've got to walk in the love of God, which is obedience. If you love me, you keep my commandments, and you got to be also be able to keep the word. And my Father will love him, and he will come unto him and make our abode, somebody say, make our abode with them. He that loveth me and keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Notice he opened up this, we opened up this chapter with that. Look at somebody say, don't let your heart be troubled. Let Jesus in. God's trying to teach us to be stable. See, our heart has the potential of just going wacky. There are a lot of things that are coming that will shake the faith of many people. Amen. But you got to be strong in the faith of God. Say, I will not let my heart be troubled. I just won't allow it. Hallelujah. Your heart is a place where God dwells, where God abides. Somebody say, my heart is for the presence of God. Not trouble, not anxiety, not stress, not strife. It's for God. Anything that's got trouble, I won't let it in. So say, let not your heart be troubled. Let it out to God. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In believing God, when you step out to do certain things, I'm going to tell you what. There are impossibilities out there, and we've got to have faith and confidence when God tells us to do something, to step on out there and do it anyhow. And don't be troubled about it. Even though the waters around you may be troubled. Even though your finances and circumstances may be troubled. Trouble on every side. Trouble before you. Trouble behind you on both sides. It doesn't matter as long as your heart's not troubled. You can be in the midst of storm and say, I don't care what's going on the outside. I will not allow my heart to be troubled. Not because I don't want to have trouble, but because God said so. There are certain things you just need to behave yourself and not let your heart do it because God said it. And don't even question it. Somebody say, I won't let it. Even though at times it may appear you have a reason. I tell you what, when you step out to do anything for God, you step out to obey God, I tell you what, there are going to be some troubled times. It's not going to always be peace and lollipops and all this other stuff. When you step out to do what the Holy Ghost really wants you to do, in those greater works, you're going to have a little bit of trouble. You're going to have to walk by faith and believe. Had to walk through the fire and through the rain, but you won't get burnt. But as you're becoming obedient, somebody say amen, while doing those greater works, decide you won't be troubled. Woo! Hallelujah. No matter what the economy does, don't you let your heart be troubled. No matter what kind of news or reports you get, don't let it happen. Some say, I'm not going to let it trouble me. I refuse. And I won't be afraid. Woo! The rest is up to God. The rest is up to God. Let him work it out. You just work out this. No trouble, no fear. So say, no trouble, no fear. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and cometh again unto you. If you love me, you'd rejoice. If you were obedient, you'd rejoice. Woo! Hallelujah! How is it that he's talking about these two things that seem so far out there? Someone said, on the outside, all hell may appear to bust loose. But on the inside, it's heaven. He said, I'll come unto you and I'll be on the inside. Don't let it trouble you on the inside. It's me and you. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! On the inside, you've got God on the inside. Don't be troubled and don't be afraid. Somebody say, I'll come unto you. Somebody say, everything's all right. I'm trying to get there. It's time for me to shut up. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and I come unto you. If you love me, you rejoice, because I said I go to my Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it cometh to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Arise. Somebody say, arise. Let us go hence. What a close out. Somebody say, arise. Let us go hence. I believe it meant more, let's just go into town. Arise with that revelation, with no trouble in your heart, no fear, supernatural confidence, knowing that God's on the inside of you. Stop stepping back. Step out in Jesus' name. Arise. Let us. Somebody say glory to God. Let us go hence and do what he commanded us to do. Get up, get up, get up, get up, and arise and let God move through you. Go on the greater works. Somebody say, now that he said, I'll do greater works through you, arise, let us go forward. Ooh, hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm commanded by God to get up from my low estate, get up from my depression, get up from my fear, get up to God. Amen. Get up on the inside of me by praying in the Holy Ghost, building yourself up. Somebody say, arise, praying in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, get up. Come on up to high places. Glory to God. Mount up on the wings of eagles. Arise, and when you arise, you can't go hence until you arise. You got to get up above stuff. You got to get up above the storm. You got to get up above the circumstance. Somebody say, you got to get what God knows. Arise, let us go hence. He says that. So let us go hence. Do you believe him? Do you believe God? Do you believe that he's a man that he would lie? Do you believe that he actually said that he'd come and abide on the inside of you, the Holy Ghost, even the Spirit of truth? If you can't believe that, you're in some sad shape. And if you do believe it, it ought to change the way we live, the way we walk. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Stand up right where you are. I'm done. You should rejoice right now. See, somebody say, I'm blessed. That was good. Hallelujah. Somebody say, God is a good God. All the time. Just pray for 3 minutes. Just pray for 3 minutes. Thank God that he will manifest himself. Expect God to manifest himself. Whoo, Shele Omaha Sakahai. Yeah, you can't see this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be ye filled with the Holy Ghost. Spirit of truth. Hallelujah. You can receive it. Glory to God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost, which will enable you to do greater works. Ha, ha, ha. Without fear of trouble, I will arise and go forward and go hence into what God's called me to do. Hallelujah. How? Shalalanonoshikihi. Plakatasemroshina. Every day. See, every day you got to learn to walk through fire. You got to learn to walk through fire. You got to learn to walk through obedience. Amen. You got to learn to walk through fire and walk in obedience. Every day you get up, I tell you what, if God said, there are certain things, I mean, you could have situations that you're living by faith. That's right. And you might, well, roll back in bed. I ain't getting up. I just want to stay here another 4 days. I don't want to face it. We want to wait till it goes away before we get up and walk. And God's saying, I don't care what's going on around you. I don't care if it looks like doomsday is tomorrow. I don't care what you got to face. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't be afraid. Walk right into it. Somebody say, walk into it. Who cares what happens? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So I'm going to walk right on through it. I'm going to face difficulties. I'm going to face those things and confront those things. Glory to God. Somebody say, and walk. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, glory to God. See, there are certain things the devil, look, see, the devil will get us all worked up and say, hey, you see that big thing? So you're not going to cross this line. You, come on. People are afraid to go forward. I don't care if you're the only one. And there's 100,000 of them. Don't let your heart be troubled. Close your eyes. Even if somebody, close your eyes and go hence into what God told you to go hence in with no fear whatsoever. We're so afraid. We're so afraid of so many things. What if I fail? What if I make a fool of myself? Whoop-de-doo. Enjoy yourself. Woo! I'm tired of sitting back. That's what it's been in our ministry. It's been in so many. Just stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Just wait. Just wait. If you go another step, it's all over. Somebody say, rock the boat. Walk into your trouble. Walk through it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If God told you to do it, Mary, even though it might look like it might cause you a little bit of trouble, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't you be afraid of what might happen. Just become obedient and God will cause you to do those greater things. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, there are some things that say, if I do that, it will all, I mean, it will really sink my ship. Who cares? Who cares? Somebody say, let not your heart be troubled. Someone say, through the fire and the rain. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woohoo. That's what's going to set people free. That's what's going to set people free. That's what's going to set people free. And that's going to be, you know what, because there are some things that, you know, the devil's just got an illusion out there. It's an oasis. You ever watch the Planet of the Apes? In the Planet of the Apes, there was this city you had to go to, and all of a sudden they were afraid to go forward because a big fire came up. And the apes wanted to go to the lost city. They tried to get to the lost city, but there was fire all over the place. And one old ape, I'm preaching Planet of the Apes, hallelujah. Oh, and 108, dun, 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 just said, don't be afraid. And he walked through that fire because it wasn't fire after all. It was fake. What do you have to lose? What do you have to gain? We're so afraid of losing. Lose your fear of losing. God will restore you. We're so afraid of losing that we lose. It's offering time. Somebody say hallelujah. That's enough to rejoice on, isn't it? Isn't that enough to rejoice with? Hallelujah. Somebody say, trouble not over this offering, nor be afraid. Oh, it's going to be a good week. Why? We're going to make it a good week. So I say, I'm going to walk right on through this. Ain't you scared? No. Shouldn't you be? I don't know. I don't care. Amen. I'm just commanded by God not to trouble my heart, nor to be afraid. Weren't you blessed tonight? I didn't run my mouth on and on and on and on and on. See, you prayed, didn't you? Hallelujah. If you need an offering envelope tonight, I've got them. Somebody say, praise the Lord. These look nice, Jesse. Wiggle your finger if you need an offering envelope. Somebody wiggle your finger. Lord, thank you, brother. Hallelujah. When you get that offering in your hand, say, I've got it.